Mark Davis. Wow, that was some game of cricket.
It certainly was. For the neutral, it was. Not for somebody who's desperate, obviously. And as a team, we're desperate to get those points and get the win. So pretty hard going. It ebbed and flowed. And at the end of the day, we were in a good position to win that game comfortably. We almost snatched defeat from the jaws of victory at one stage and managed to pull through there with Ollie playing a blinding innings at the back end of the game. So happy to get over the line, but we have to be better than that.
Was it a case of, what was it? Because, I mean, 100 for 2, 155 for 4, Sussex looked to be cruising. What went wrong, Mark?
Well, I mean, the pitch there, as you saw over the sort of 2 3/4 days, there was always something in it for the bowler. So if you landed the ball in good areas, you never felt in as a batter. Nash's innings was outstanding to get that sort of innings in the second innings again and set up the game for us. We should really have cruised the game. But as I say, you know, a bit of rush of blood occasions and you lose a couple and then you put yourself under pressure. So for the last two to have to go out there and get, you know, the best part of 40 runs is quite hard work on that pitch especially. So full marks to Ollie. I mean, he's come into the team. He's bowled unbelievably well. And he's batted brilliantly to get us over the line.
What was his instruction? Because I knew when Danny Briggs came out to bat, Danny's a very solid number 11. In fact, he's better than that. Well, did you have specific instructions to Ollie, or did you just leave him to play as he wanted?
Well, actually, I think the best thing to do in that situation is let players play the way they play. And Ollie's naturally an aggressive player. He's naturally a player that can play shots off decent balls as well. You know, he's a very, very fine batter in his own right, and he's a dangerous batter as well. So I think in that situation you have to score as well. It doesn't help to go into your shell and sort of wait for the ball that's going to get you out. I think it's important to be aggressive, and that's exactly how he played. So he played his natural game and played some great shots to get us over the line.
I have to ask you, Mark, about Luke Wright's dismissal, because it sort of brought gasps around the ground, really, when he was stumped. How did you see that, and what's Luke's reaction been?
Look, it happens in cricket. You know, we've all been around cricket for a long time, and I've played for a long time, and you've seen a lot of cricket, so that can happen in the game. Luke's a fantastic cricketer. It doesn't make him any worse a cricketer because he's run down and missed the ball. That's life, you know, and occasionally there's a rush of blood to the head, and we do things that we don't expect to do or don't really want to do, but that's life, and he'll be back. I mean, he's a fine cricketer.
Let's look ahead. Northampton now. And well, we talk about this run, 6 wins out of 8. I mean, you're right in the mix now, Mark.
Absolutely.
Right in the mix.
That was a plan. I think to have won 6 out of 8 is good going. You know, we played really good cricket. In this game, probably we were slightly off colour, really. We didn't play the cricket that I wanted us to play in this game. And we as a team can play. You know, we sort of, at times we were really good and at times we were really poor. So we need more consistency in how we operate with bat, ball and in the field. And if we do that, you know, we'll give ourselves a great chance of getting up into Division 1.
Let's talk about Northampton and the threats that they pose next week, Mark. Well,
they're a good team. They're a very dangerous team, actually. Their white ball focus is obviously clear for everyone to see. They do focus a lot on their white ball stuff, which makes them a very dangerous four-day team and a dangerous red ball team. They've got fine players, they've got very aggressive players, they've got a good bowling attack. So I don't think there's not a tapping in the division, really. So every single team that you go to, you have to be on your best, otherwise you'll come second.
There's a lot of cricket to be played. What's the schedule now over the next few days leading up to the game at Wantage Road?
We're going to have a couple of days off. I think at this stage of the season, it's important that players spend a bit of time with their families and put their feet up for a little bit. Then we'll train at Hove on Monday. We'll train at Hove on Sunday. We'll train at Hove on Monday, travel up Monday afternoon and start the game Tuesday.